At a climactic point in Jesus' ministry, God reveals to Peter that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And Jesus responds with the promise of a church that will overcome the very gates of Hades. The Holy Gospel for this, the 12th Sunday after Pentecost, is recorded in the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 16th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he sternly ordered the disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Well, dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. My new license plate tabs arrived in the mail last week, and so I dutifully cleaned the license plates, and being the kind of person I am, I always remove the previous year's sticker so that I don't have a sticker on top of a sticker. I did that, and then I affixed my new tabs. I noticed again the plate for North Dakota. Above the words North Dakota is that new word for us, legendary. Legendary North Dakota. Legendary means something. It means enduring. It means heritage. It means stability. It's a good word, I think, for our state. But our state also continues to be the Peace Garden State. That has been and continues to be kind of our tagline. Our neighboring states, of course, have similar things. Montana has always been known as Big Sky Country. Minnesota, of course, land of 10,000 lakes. And our neighbors to the south, South Dakota. Great faces, great places. Those are all, I guess, important because they help identify us. Additionally, North Dakota has many other symbols that we use to further define us. We have our state bird, the western meadowlark, our state flower, the wild prairie rose, our state tree, the American elm, and then a rather new addition, our state fruit, which happens to be the choke cherry. The reason I'm familiar with that one is it originated from the sixth grade class at Rickard Elementary School in Wollaston, North Dakota, where my daughter was a student. It was lifted up and presented to the legislature in 2007. And so today it remains one of our newer symbols. But this morning I'd like to say, I think as a state, we are kind of missing out. We have a great symbol that just hasn't been recognized yet.
And so this morning, I would like to throw out there, after all, the legislature will be in session again in a while. I would like to throw this out for consideration. We need a state monument. And boy, have I got one. What is the state monument for North Dakota? The rock pile. We are all familiar with rock piles, aren't we? And if you don't happen to be in your generation, I'm sure your parents or grandparents or maybe great-grandparents are really associated with that. We as people are tied to them. And so this morning, I'd like to share my own rock pile story. It's up in Plummer Township in Divide County, south and west of Crosby. It's the farm that my dad grew up on. It's the farm that in the summer, my sister and I had great times. It was a small farm. My grandparents had, for them, a new home built in 1960. And next to their house was what was called the little house. It was the home they had before. When they built their new home, they left the old one in place. And my sister and I loved playing in the little house, which was just basically one room. But it was fun. And then my grandpa had a wooden granary, and he had a barn. And of course, what farm would be a farm without an outhouse? We had all of those things. What great memories. But my favorite memory of all of them was the rock pile. Why? Because sitting on the top of the rock pile was my grandpa's 1932 Ford V8. It was the first year for the flathead V8 Ford, 1932. It had wire wheels. It had little hubcaps that said V with the 8 on them. They were cool. It had a dash with a throttle and a choke and a little thing that moved for the horn and 3 on the floor. It was fun. My sister and I would go out and we would sit on that old seat. We'd hold on to the Bakelite wheel. We'd shift the gears. I would check the oil. We would spend a lot of time out there and just lived out a day of bliss. Then when I got older, I didn't get out there as much. But whenever I would go back to the farm, I'd have to go to the rock pile. I'd have to look for my friend. And it was still there, but not in the same way. The upholstery had all rotted away. Now there was just the springs. The fenders were rusting away and falling off from the body. The hood had deteriorated. It was not the same. When you grab onto the Bakelite wheel, the chalky substance that remained came off on your hands. The shifter would hardly move anymore. It wasn't the same. The last time I was back to that rock pile was in 2011, after my uncle's funeral at Peace Lutheran. I went there and I could have cried. Evidently, someone had stolen those wheels. And now the engine was gone too. Maybe it has new life somewhere. But there was nothing left now but just the frame. And I was sad. But then I remembered what was important was still there. The rock pile. It hasn't changed a bit. It's still exactly the same. Today, we are given a glimpse of the sturdiness, the permanence of God's revealed truth in Christ. Christ, the rock of revealed truth, upon which the church will be built. There's a wonderful transition in our text today. The 16th chapter of Matthew is a pivot point where from this time forward, things are going to move at a more rapid pace and sides will be taken. Because we go from the beginning of our gospel text today, who do people say that the Son of Man is? Well, people say a lot of things. And so far in Matthew's gospel, people have been saying a lot of things. But today, in this pivot point, the focus comes down to, who do you say that I am? And Peter today gives a confession. I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Jesus is no longer identified as a son of man, a human being, but no, the Son of the living God. Jesus now says to Peter, "You are right." And on this revealed truth of who I am, I will build my church. What does that mean? Well, you know, today I'd like to say that you and I, as children of God, no matter who we are or what we are, as our second reading today said, we are individually different. But you and I, in our difference, have a commonality. You and I are chips off the old block. That's a way, I think, for us to look at ourselves. Chips off the old block. Look to the rock from which you were hewn. The quarry from which you were dug. You and I have in us that core, that confession, that revealed truth. There are so many changes going on in the world today. It's overwhelming for me. Just like that old 32 Ford. Changed over the years. And I was sad by that. But I'd forgot the rock pile on which it stood did not change. It is still the same today. Jesus is the same rock today. In these anxious times, we need to remember what our confession does. Our confession grounds us, roots us, keeps us. Jesus is our Messiah, our salvation, our Savior. And those gifts that only He can bring will never change. And so today, I may be being a little facetious, but if you think North Dakota should have as our state monument the rock pile, we could do worse. Because we lift up that which is sturdy, unchanging, and everlasting. And it reminds us of the gifts of God we have in Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.